Lili Eskelsen García, bienvenida.
Ah, es un honor estar aquí.
Gracias
Un
por su
honor.
presencia. Como siempre, Lili, bueno, hablemos de lo que es noticia el día de hoy, Betsy DeVos. Betsy DeVos está a punto de ser confirmada como secretaria de Educación en el Senado. Su opinión sobre Betsy DeVos, su opinión sobre su nominación.
Pues para maestros, para padres, para estudiantes, estas es malas noticias. Es un desastre completamente. Soy maestra de primaria hace 20 años y conozco muchos secretarios de educación tras años. Esta mujer, Betsy DeVos de Michigan, es única. Nunca en la historia, ni republicano ni demócrata, con nadie más. Tuvimos una nominación para ser líder del Departamento de Educación con ninguna, cero experiencia en las escuelas públicas, nada. No como maestro, no madre de un estudiante de escuelas públicas, ni como estudiante sí misma. Y esto no es lo peor. Su única interés en escuelas públicas es en campañas en Michigan, su estado, para tomar los recursos de escuelas públicas para usar en un sistema separado y privado. Mucha gente sabe algo de este concepto de charter schools y yo conozco tan escuelas muy buenas, unas muy creativas donde maestros pueden experimentar con cosas de innovación, pero este sistema separado en Michigan, bajo los esfuerzos de Betsy DeVos, es nada de eso. Por sus esfuerzos, 80% de los charter schools son negocios para ganancias. Ella sí misma los llama la industria educación. Ella tiene socios en esta industria y ella misma ha tenido ganancias de su conexión de esta industria. Es un conflicto de interés y tengo miedo.
Ahora, Lily, el senador Bernie Sanders asked during the hearing, during the Senate hearing, he asked the following question. He said, "Do you think if you were not a multi-billionaire, if your family has not made hundreds of millions of dollars of contributions to the Republican Party, that you would be sitting here today?" That's a strong charge. That question basically is a strong charge. Lily, what do you think? Did she buy the nomination?
She did not answer that question, did she? So in the hearing, she did not have anything to say about her qualifications for being the Secretary of Education, in experience to strengthen public schools as an advocate. One of the other senators said, maybe the fact that you have no experience is the best thing we can have because you will bring a new perspective. Este es una locura. This is not a fair answer because she not only has no experience, she doesn't have a new, fresh perspective. For 30 long years, long, painful years, she has used all of her wealth, all of her power, all of her influence with candidates that she supports to destroy public education, to take the money from some of our poorest school systems to fund what is essentially a separate, private, for-profit school system. So the experience she has is more than just giving donations. It is using her wealth to actually dismantle, destroy public education.
Now, the previous question from Senator Sanders, seguramente, it was related to the, in part, it was connected to the fact that that many of the senators who are voting on her nominations have received the 1 million in campaign contributions from DeVos family, eh? And no one of those who have received the money has recused himself or herself from voting. So this is a very troubling situation for you, I'm sure, in the teachers union.
The conflicts of interest continue and continue. But you can also look at the money that she gave to the campaign to support Donald Trump. She has used her billions, miles de millones de dólares. She is one of the richest people in the world, and she is determined to use her millions to turn public schools into for-profit businesses. She puts students last when she should be putting them first.
You know, some of the questions actually that Democrats have directed to Betsy DeVos are related to the conflicts of interest that you're talking about. And this is related to the investments and the connections Betsy DeVos has in the private school industry. She has defended herself by saying that, she has basically withdrawn many of those investments, or that she will withdraw those investments if she is confirmed for this position. Do you think if she withdraws those investments in the private education industry, she could be free of conflict of interest?
Oh, let me laugh. Por supuesto, este es ridículo. She has friends. She has family. She has plans for the future of privatizing public education. If she says, I will step back. I will sell my interest in these for-profit schools. She still believes in them. She's still invested in them. Her friends and others in her very wealthy community know that she is their friend, know that she will be reliable in making sure that she takes whatever money is in her power, and now she will have billions of dollars that goes to public schools for special education, niños con discapacidades, with our Title I schools to give resources to children who live in the poorest communities, for our English language learners, for all of the things that we are doing for our immigrant students. All of those programs will be in her hands. Anytime she has ever had control over public dollars or influence over someone who had control over public school dollars, she has used her power to give it to for-profit private schools that usually do not want to accept immigrant children, children with disabilities, children who might have families who are struggling with poverty. They don't want those children. They are going to make promises to parents, and they have no intention of keeping those promises.
Now, Lily, Republicans are the majority. They control the Senate. Do you think the nomination of DeVos, can it be in question? Can it be stopped? Can the Democrats gather enough votes to be able to prevent the confirmation?
Por supuesto que sí. Y no soy naive. I was not born yesterday. I know that Betsy DeVos has given out lots and lots of campaign contributions to practically every Republican that sits in Congress. And she has publicly said, when I give a campaign contribution, I expect a return on investment. But let me tell you what I believe in more than I believe in Betsy DeVos. I believe in the people of this country. When they are outraged, they can still let their voices be heard. We saw people in airports all across the country this weekend as they protested the detention of people who had visas and green cards, but they were on a list that Donald Trump made up overnight And that list could grow to, who knows, to Mexico, to Latin America. Who knows who he couldn't add to that list tomorrow. And the people of this country, whether they're marching for women's rights or marching for immigrant rights or just marching for justice, can still make a phone call. They can still email their senator. You can go right now to NEA.org, NEA.org, and you can click on a little button with Betsy DeVos's picture on it and put your zip code in, and up will pop your two senators in your state. You type your message in. You don't have to be a member of NEA. You don't have to be a citizen. Type your message in. Let your voice be heard. We have sent over 1 million emails. Parents, teachers, people who care about students and communities. It went viral. Over 1 million messages have been delivered. Those senators are nervous. They know that people are watching them, and they know that Betsy DeVos is not worthy of being the Secretary of Education for their children.
Ya por último, Lily Eskelson, sobre otro asunto, ya ve que un creciente número de rectores universitarios están convocando a las universidades a que se declaren santuarios, a que declaren sus campuses como santuarios para los estudiantes indocumentados, para los Dreamers. Este es un momento cuando, ya ve, la protección temporaria de que han gozado los Dreamers está muy en cuestión, está en peligro. ¿Dónde está su sindicato en este asunto?
Ay, gracias por esta pregunta tan importante, porque los soñadores están muy cerca de mi corazón. Y aquí tenemos tal vez lo más peligroso de Betsy DeVos. Una categoría de trabajo del Departamento de Educación y la responsabilidad de un secretario de Educación es la protección de los derechos civiles de nuestros estudiantes. Derechos de estar seguro, respetado, contra la discriminación. No solo no tiene ninguna experiencia en proteger los derechos de antidiscriminación, ella no tiene nada en su vida que muestra un interés en justicia social. Para la NEA es importantísimo que los estudiantes, no importa si es en preescolar o la universidad, ellos necesitan saber que su escuela está en su lado, existe para protegerlos. Y no solo los estudiantes, pero sus hermanos, sus padres, la comunidad entera. Una escuela es para todos, todos un santuario. Cada maestro acepte nuestra responsabilidad para construir algo de seguridad y esperanza y un sentido de un futuro sin límites. Betsy DeVos dice que es su trabajo. Ella dice eso abiertamente. Su trabajo es obedecer cualquier orden de Donald Trump. Este es número uno. Nunca vas a escuchar ningún maestro decir algo así. Nuestro trabajo es querer nuestros estudiantes como son nuestros hijos. No tengo confianza que Betsy DeVos entiende este concepto, esta responsabilidad. Y para un maestro es escrito en nuestros corazones, estudiantes para siempre, primero.
Lily Eskelson García, no me resta más que agradecerle, como siempre, por su presencia en Línea Abierta. Sigamos en comunicación, seguramente habrá mucho que comentar hacia las próximas semanas.
Es un honor como siempre. Gracias.